the expert that's brave enough to say the word deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
All right, you've got a couple points there from our October's to-do list. What haven't we covered in this broadcast?
Well, just a reminder that October is the fourth and final citrus tree fertilization application gets done. We also, it's a great time of year to do fertilization. If you're only going to do an annual fertilization just to kind of keep your nitrogen levels up, if you've been raking all of your leaves throughout the course of the year and you are doing a general fertilizer application annually, we really recommend fall to be that time of year to do that. And we still have about a month or so while the soil temperatures are relatively warm to get that fertilizer down. The reason they recommend fall fertilization is because it allows the plant to recharge during the fall for a really great spring push of growth. Root systems, even though the tops of the trees can be in a dormancy, the root systems remain active in the soil because the soil is still warmer and insulated from the cold weather. And the research has shown that there's a lot of activity going on within the root system right through the winter. So there, the root system can be processing that fertilizer, those nutrients, and storing them, utilizing them, and getting ready for the spring push of growth. And they... research has indicated that it's a great time of year to do that for those reasons. If you fertilize later, say in spring or in early summer, you're almost playing catch-up because the tree has had to use its stored nutrients for that first spring push of growth, and then you're kind of fertilizing after the fact. And so it's a good idea to go ahead and do that fertilizing now, and then the tree is going to be able to really utilize that in the spring. The other just tip of the month is just to remember to be a little lighter on the pruning for any of your frost-sensitive trees like citrus, your ficus trees, your orchid trees, Hong Kong orchid, and some of your other flowering trees that are a little more frost-sensitive. Just be careful you're not pruning them back too heavily. They can just be groomed and shaped. But just leave as full a crown as you can. You don't want to remove a tree's winter coat, so to speak, this time of year. Other more vigorous trees can be pruned a little more heavily. Those that are putting on foliage a little more vigorously, like your mesquites or your eucalyptus or your sumacs and others, they can be pruned a little more heavily because they can replace that foliage more quickly. But just be a little more sensitive. As the season goes on, just be reducing the dosage of pruning right through the winter. And then as we turn the corner into the spring, you can start increasing that dosage of pruning for almost all the trees. The last thing I would mention is this is a great time of year to be composting. I've mentioned this several times throughout the year, but it bears repeating that compost is a wonderful way to return to the soil all the nutrients that are lost by raking our leaves up. You can take those leaves, if you don't want them just scattered around your yard, you can pile them up. And remember, you don't have to be too good at this. You can just put leaves, rake them up into a pile, find a corner of the yard somewhere. You can build a compost bin if you want, and there's many designs. Or you can just put them in a pile. Compost happens, so just leave it there. If it gets too slimy, you need to add a little bit of brown leaf material. If it gets too dry, you need to add a little bit of green. It's a combination of the carbon and the nitrogen, the brown leaves and the green leaves, that makes the compost happen. And as the pile gets bigger and bigger, there will be some combustion. It'll be internal combustion. It'll start to happen. It'll start to cook inside that pile. And that's the magic of compost. It'll start to create a beautiful material that's going to be able to be returned back to your flower beds. You can use it for planting. You can use it for as a top dressing over the root zone of your trees and shrubs. But compost is a great way to reduce the soil temperature around your trees. It will encourage nutrient recycling. It'll improve the microbiology within the soil underneath the compost. It reduces dust. It keeps the weeds down. I mean, there's so many good reasons to put that compost back around your yard. So get that compost pile started now, and you'll be really happy in the spring. You'll have some wonderful magic stuff to spread through your yard.
A lot of these resources available at itreeservice.com.
Yes, itreeservice.com.
Click on the calendar, and it has by month the things you could be doing, or you could tune in the second Saturday of every month here at Rosie on the House as we walk through them. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.